Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Hello and welcome to Teen Beat. I'm your host, Chris Walken. Big news in the pop world today. Apparently, Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber went out on a date. This is exciting news, you know, the prince and the princess of the pop world getting together. You think he stuck his finger in her the first night? I know they, you know, you can't talk about that because they're like seven or whatever, but don't you kind of wonder? I bet you that kid doesn't even have pubes yet, you know? But I bet you, you know, he's thinking about it. He's like, you know, you ever hear some of those songs? FYI, I don't know if you knew this, but Justin Bieber's, he's not like a 20-year-old black guy. He's like a 7-year-old white douchebag. I'm pretty sure the kid hasn't even learned how to read yet. But he's shaking his ass like a thug from the streets, you know? And that Miley Cyrus, she takes right after her father, you know? Except for the singing and being good part. That fucking guy, terrible as shit. Did you ever hear that fucking achy breaky song? I wanted to go down to the hardware store and buy some fucking golf cleats just so that I could stuff them up that fucker's ass. Every time I heard that goddamn song, I wanted to punch a child in the face. That song fucking sucks, and that guy should die. I think pretty much all celebrities should die if they get too popular, you know? It's like once you get too popular, you're just everywhere. Everywhere I go, you know? I go into fucking the grocery store to buy Captain Crunch, and who's looking at me? You know, there's gum, there's a Tic Tac, and then there's fucking Brad Pitt staring at me. You know what I think would be fun? I'd like to go and find, you know, every time that there's a new celebrity on the front of that thing, the following day, they just come up missing. So let me take it back a notch. Okay, so I see Brad Pitt on the magazine cover there, and he's doing something like, I don't know, fucking some chick, and I see him, and I'm like, ah, oh, goddamn, Brad Pitt, who gives a shit? And then I go and I find Brad Pitt, and I chop his fucking limbs off, and then I boil him in a fucking bathtub, and nobody knows where he goes, you know, he just disappears, but I know that he turned into a fucking bowl of Campbell's soup. Fucker just disappeared because, you know, he was boiled to death. And then the next day, they got the Angelina Jolie on the fucker, because she's all like, where's Brad? And, you know, he's Campbell's soup, bitch. But that's beside the point. Next day, I go and I find the Angelina Jolie. I chop off all of her toes, and then I send them one by one to all the places that talked about Angelina Jolie. You think people would start getting the point that nobody gives a shit? All I want to do is get fucking Captain Crunch. I don't give a fuck what celebrity is fucking who. And then the Miley Cyrus, the Justin Bieber. I hope those fuckers, you know, I wish them all the best. But Jesus Christ, I don't want to hear about two fucking pubeless little preteens trying to fuck each other. Who gives a fuck? Why does anybody give a shit about these things? But, you know, I wish the Miley Cyrus, I wish her all the best. I mean, God knows she's gonna have a better career than her father, as long as she never does a cover of that fucking achy breaky retard song. You know, I'm pretty sure that he wrote that song for retarded people. You know, because you could just see a guy drooling in the corner, you know, shitting into his hands and just going, don't tear my heart, achy breaky heart. Well, you know, however it goes. You know, and then you just fucking doing a helicopter move with his arms, you know, throwing shit all over the place. I used to go to lunch with those guys all the time. I got shit in my eye so many times I can't even count. But, you know, I'm pretty sure you had a Walkman on listening to the achy breaky. I'm pretty sure. I got it now. Now I understand why that song exists. All right, folks, that's Teen Beat for this week. I'm Chris Walken. Take it easy, friends. I'll see you next week.